Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. The U.S. Postal Service enacted a new rule changing when mail, including mail-in ballots, is considered postmarked. It shortens the time window for when ballots are considered valid. Native voting rights advocates warn the change adds a new potential hurdle in a system that already sees disproportionately low participation by Native voters. Jacqueline De Leon is a senior staff attorney for the Native American Rights Fund. She is Isleta Pueblo. She says the change is troubling news for voters, but the implications go beyond that.
For taxes, it's for all the type of official mail, medical dates, insurance claims, all of those things are going to be affected by this rule. The recommended guidance for trying to alleviate that is to actually physically go into the post office and get a hand postmark that will also count. Of course, that can be extremely difficult in Native communities where the post office hours can be really short or all those other kind of challenges. And sometimes all full services aren't available, so they may not have a postmark on hand. So we know that that can be really difficult. So really the advice is to get the mail in as early as possible. But, you know, we are upset that this system really was even put in place because we do think it's unfair.
Leon says Native voters often have to deal with distant polling places and slow or unreliable mail delivery. She encourages people to plan ahead about how and when they intend to vote. Alaska is particularly vulnerable to changes in the mail-in ballot process. Michelle Spark is from the Kishina Mayute tribe of Chivak, Alaska, and is the director of Get Out the Native Vote. She says the lack of infrastructure in rural Alaska makes the Postal Service a necessity for voters.
It represents everything, Sean. It represents transportation. It represents your medicine coming in, commerce. It represents everything. And, you know, since two-thirds of Alaska is roadless, we are entirely dependent on the Postal Service. Out of the 401 voting precincts in the state of Alaska, 131 are entirely dependent on the Postal Service. We prefer to vote in person, and sometimes we have snags that prevent our ability to vote in person on election day. We are getting better at voting by mail, and we had to vote by mail in the 2022 special primary when Congressman Young passed away. And that exercise was a test to the Postal Service integrity. Almost 2,000 votes in Region 4 was rejected. 1 in 8 rural ballots were rejected because of mistakes on the ballot. But 2,000 of them, and that's statewide, were postmarked after Election Day.
Spark adds that geographic expanses, dangerous and unpredictable weather, and lack of adequate staff can delay mail delivery for weeks or more. The postmark change feels like a step backward for Jeanette Patty. She is Navajo and the communications associate for Indigenous Voices of Nevada. She says it offsets some of the gains tribes in her state have made recently.
Just trying to get the word out on all the different resources that are available, that if you are running into issues, then to please let somebody know, because it's so incredibly important. It's your right, it's your voice, and your voice doesn't deserve to be thrown out if you're trying to be heard and you're just trying to be active in your community. Of course, like some of the other folks have said, there's the issues or the concerns around long drive times, finding a ride. And I mean, even with our like NVE system that has been wonderful, it does bring up issues of rural folks and folks on reservations having stable internet access and having working electronic device in order to vote that way. There's definitely a lot of considerations, and everybody has their own unique ways that they can take action. So it's just finding a voting plan that works for them.
Patty says the hurdles being erected are an indication of how important campaigns view Native voters. That is a view shared by O.J. Seaman Sr., co-executive director of Four Directions Vote. He is Rosebud Sue and says the new postmark change and other attempts to make voting harder for Native Americans is neither new nor accidental.
They put these barriers there for one particular purpose, and that is to keep us from the polls. But we need to warrior up, and regardless of the barriers, we need to find work-throughs that are going to enable our people to use their voice.
Seaman says some Native Americans have no choice but to send their ballots through the mail. But he encourages Native citizens to vote in person to make sure their choice counts. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices.